Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Jim Carter III on the line, and he is founder and CEO of Carter & Custer. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
All right, Jim. So a lot of entrepreneurs, executives, and business owners listen to this program so that they get advice and tips and things that they should be really focused on when it comes to their marketing and digital strategy. And I know that's exactly what you're working on over at Carter & Custer, and excited to get into strategy and also into Carter & Custer and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Jim, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Jim, what mission matters to you?
It's a great question, Adam. Thank you. And my mission is more that your income absolutely should follow the impact that you make in the world. And you teed that up a little bit with what you mentioned that we do over at Carter & Custer, but it's meant so much to me to be able to refocus my talents and the things that I've matured and grown over the years, and working with an incredible team alongside me to make sure that the work that we're putting out into the world actually has a ripple effect. And by actually, I mean quantifiably measured by data, and really making sure that people that we serve are living their best life, they're enjoying what they do, and they're able to see the benefits of what all of that work gets put back into the bigger spiderweb effect of how they can leave a bigger impact for the world with their genius.
That's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals and entrepreneurs on the line so they can share, you know, what they do and how they do what they do, and like, and why it matters and why it's important. So great having you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off here, Jim, I mean, where did this start for you in terms of digital marketing and marketing in general? Like, how did you get on this path as an entrepreneur?
Well, it started way back for me, because when I was probably about 15 or 16, I had this passion for technology, but I really didn't have an outlet for it. And I'm an Eagle Scout with the Boy Scouts of America. So early on, I had a lot of really great opportunities to try things, to get creative. And my scoutmaster at the time was a computer repair technician. And he saw this passion in me, and he was one of the very first mentors I ever had. And, you know, it's beautiful in hindsight now, thinking back, realizing how great it was that I was given that opportunity that so many others weren't, and what that did for me. He challenged me by dropping off computer parts and just seeing what I could put together. And I found this desire for the ability to build and to create. You know, and at the time, this wasn't where you just go to the local Apple store and you pick up a laptop and everything's great. At the time, we're talking mid-90s, early 90s. This is when you piece together your computer. You learned how to put the jumpers on the motherboard, and how you had to create, you know, the way that you wanted to do it. And I found this joy and this passion about being able to create something with technology that maybe hadn't been put together before. And I just found this desire to be able to be in technology in that way. And really, it just sort of matured from there. I found that because I had that advantage, I had one of the best computers on the block when I was in my late teens. Mm. And it got to the point where I really just picked up programming. And with that, I was a software engineer for about two decades of my life. I've built really wonderful systems. I worked for Fortune 15 and lower companies to be able to support them and coach them and help them with massive digital marketing campaigns. And through all of these years of sort of coming back to my roots of service, where again, with the Boy Scouts of America, it's service to God and country. And for me, I strayed away from that for quite a few years, but I reminded myself that that's where my passion lied. And I decided that I was going to take everything that I learned over those decades of work and try to find ways to do more with it. Therefore, I started going down this path of how can I use technology to make a bigger impact in the world? And that's where my specialty lies, is finding creative ways to pull together the right teams, people, strategies, and opportunities to let entrepreneurs make a bigger impact in the world. And doing it is the joy of my life. I get to wake up every day And I get to work with an awesome team who cares passionately about the work that they do. And together we help entrepreneurs thrive. And we believe in their mission because we develop these partnerships and these alignments that we absolutely love helping them get their word out into the world. And especially when we work with nonprofits and we get that opportunity to be able to see the impact that they can make through what we're great at. It just brings me so much joy.
Tell me a little bit more about Carter and Custer. So, of course, digital marketing agency, but what are some of the things you specialize in there?
You know, our goal at Carter and Custer really is to make entrepreneurs fearless to build a bigger impact. And we do that through a lot of different modalities. We have the ability where we can build custom software. If you have an idea you want to bring to life, again, I've been a CTO. I've ran engineering teams for over a decade, and we decided that we wanted to be able to really dive deep and create, you know, people's dreams, if you will. So we can go on the very, very custom route, the very bespoke opportunities, something that just hasn't been done before. And we also have really simple, let's just say, off the shelf, repeatable services, simple things like our team can take something as awesome as your podcast and they can turn it into long form written copy for SEO. We can take recorded Zoom files or coaching videos or things that you may have and repurpose it and turn it into awesome content for Reels and TikTok and different social media. And then anywhere in between, we create custom digital marketing packages that have everything from a little bit of software engineering to a lot of our content services. And we love to just thrive right there in the middle, finding something that somebody needs and being able to pick and choose the right ideas, the right opportunities, and put those strategies together to just keep helping entrepreneurs and brands push their dream forward every single month.
Great. Do you work with only large companies, middle market companies, small businesses as well? I mean, give us a feel for the type of companies that normally are a good fit to work with you and your team.
Our really great niche is companies or entrepreneurs that just have a mission that's bigger than themselves, which is why I was really excited to talk to you and join your podcast here. And I mean that because we work with really large brands. We work with podcasts that, you know, top 30, top 50. And we also work with startup entrepreneurs. We recently launched our own mastermind called the Fast Foundations Mastermind. And this most recent round, we had 34 entrepreneurs join who are really getting started on their journey. And we actually just recently held the first event in Scottsdale, Arizona a couple of weeks ago. And we just love pouring into these entrepreneurs and helping them on their path. So our specific niche that we really love for a lot of the services that we would love to pour into with our broader team is typically the established company. And by established, I mean you have a channel that you're pursuing that you want to grow on. It doesn't really matter about your revenue. What matters is that you're passionate about growing it. But we also love to serve everything from large organizations. We work with pre-IPO type companies all the way down to startup entrepreneurs because we have services that really can serve. I don't want to say everybody, but we do find the right people to work with that we make sure that we can really help them and to continue to grow their impact.
That's awesome. So, you know, here we are. We're recording this in April of 2022, and I asked this question. It's kind of broad, Jim, but it's intentionally broad. I a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives are watching this or listening to this on our program, and they're looking for tips. They're looking for things that they should be thinking about to accelerate their business. So obviously, there's no one size fits all, and everybody has a different need and are in different stages of their business. But what are at least some of the things that people should be thinking about as we continue in 2022 when it comes to their marketing and digital marketing?
It's a great question. And like you said, there is no one size fits all answer to this just because so many companies, they find they thrive based off of where they have their audience. But I want to bring it back down to the root, which is content is and always will be king. And content can be in the abstract there as well. Content can be a long form written article because you really want to show Google that you have the best answer to the question. It can also just be going back to the basics and starting to take people on an email journey and let them know that you're there for them and you continually have value that you want to give them. When we think about content for social media, we publish and help create a lot of original content. And realistically, right now, the horizontal style video, the portrait style video, not horizontal, portrait style video, mm-hmm. For TikTok, for Reels, those are really the videos that are just absolutely crushing it right now. Going back to squares and
things
like that just aren't hitting like they used to. So focusing on that is definitely huge. And the other thing that I would say that's turning into a bigger trend that we see coming, which we are absolutely leaning into, is we are one of the very few companies that work directly with Mighty Networks. And if you haven't heard of Mighty Networks yet, think of it as a private Facebook group, something that you have control over your data, your community, and you have a home that you can offer the people that you want to be part of with your community. So many of us are kind of getting to that point where we're just kind of done with Facebook. You go on and
you want to be there. So it's like before Facebook kind of charged us to get to our own data, basically, before that, when we used to build up groups and then they'd actually see our posts and things, like before that.
When they actually saw our posts.
Facebook's classic. I hope they're not listening to me because we run a bunch of Facebook ads. So sorry, Facebook, if you're listening. But how classic. You have somebody build these huge groups and then you basically stop promoting content to the group you built unless you pay for it.
Right. And
so Mighty Networks is the answer to that. And the reason I bring that out is because not everybody knows that. They're wondering sometimes why they're not getting the results they did at one point. It's because nobody sees your posts anymore. So Mighty Networks, you're saying, is the answer to that, maybe.
It's one of our answers, man. And we believe so strongly in the power of community. But not just having it, but also curating it. And that's why we focus so much on our content marketing and our growth strategies for what we do. We truly believe in the power of going back to the root, which is your content, right? If we're recording this show and it never gets out into the world, well, we're doing people a disservice who there may be one person who this conversation can make a positive impact on. So how do we get more of this content out there? And that's the mindset that I want to leave everybody with, is not reinventing, not feeling like you have to continue to create new content every single day, but you can do so much with what you already have. So a combination of repurposing what you already have and finding new and bespoke ways to get it out in front of new people or the existing people that already want to be part of your message.
Yeah, that's great. And I love what you bring up about Reels and other things like that too. And again, a lot of this is, I know we're barely scratching the surface in terms of trends and what's actually going on in the world of digital marketing, but only so much you can do on one podcast episode. So Jim, I definitely want to thank you for coming on the show and, really just sharing your expertise with the audience and with myself as well. I know I learned a lot. I hope they did as well. That being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want to connect with you and your team at Carter and Custer, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can check out our website, and it's exactly as spelled as it sounds, carterandcuster.com. You can definitely reach me on Instagram. That's where you can find me most easily. You can search for my name, Jim Carter III. For anybody who's heard that term, growth hacker, my handle on all my socials are Cause Hacker, and it just embodies, like I mentioned, what I love is being a growth hacker for social change. So you can find me on Instagram at Cause Hacker or any of the socials there. And shoot me a DM. Let me know what you're up to. And if there's some advice I can give you or point you in the right direction to continue to get your impact out there and to keep spreading positive social change, it would be wonderful.
Fantastic. And my team, although we'll put all the links to your website and your Instagram and all the other good stuff out there. So that our audience can just click on it and head right on over and check out what you're doing. So, speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to one of our episodes, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, why they do what they do, how they do it, so we can all learn and get tips, but then also, the reason behind what they do, right? Like, what's the mission? So if that's content that sounds interesting to you or fun or exciting, we definitely welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Jim, it really has been a pleasure having you on. Thanks again for coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me, Adam. Thanks so much.